Welcome to Aberdeen! Number one sports betting show come out of Pat McAfee Incorporated Thunderdome. I am Tone Diggs. That's Bubba Gumpino. He's a Canadian sensation. He's a beard water.
Good day, Tony.
Wide.
Wide.
That's Brucey Bruce.
What's going on, dude?
That's Otta.
Hey, Tony.
It's Picks Friday.
Yeah, sure.
Picks Friday. Picks Friday. I feel like we used to sing that sometimes.
Yeah, we did.
Kind of left you on an island there.
That's fine.
I wasn't ready.
It's a big one because it's wild card weekend pick.
Super wild card.
Super wild.
Super.
When did they add the super? It was 2 years ago?
When the one seeds only got the bye, not the one and two seeds.
It became the super.
Super wild card weekend.
Three.
And since 07 is one.
07 has won.
Who's the seven? Are you seven?
Huh?
Steelers are seven.
Steelers are seven. Packers are seven.
Great time to break the trend.
Great time to break the trend. Kalen DeBoer looks like he's going to be Alabama's head coach.
Alabama.
We were trying to figure out yesterday. He was kind of, it was kind of him or.
If he didn't take it, then it was going to be like pure chaos. Maybe actually Cliff Kingsbury.
Yeah, it could have been anybody at that point. But DeBoer was definitely a great ball coach. Great X's and O's ball coach. And now he's got the Alabama machine behind him. So I think they're going to be fine.
Yeah. Poor Huskies.
Poor Huskies. Who do they hire going into the Big Ten?
Poor Huskies. Unbelievable that that was just 2 years of DeBoer. How good.
I don't know what. Just let me get this in. Starting right now, Cleveland State +3 at Milwaukee.
Bingo.
Okay.
I don't know. I don't know who they get as a coach.
Washington?
Like
someone from Mountain West.
Who's the quarterback
who's
the quarterback who just transferred?
They could get somebody because they were gonna offer DeBoer 9 or so, but they're not gonna. I mean, so they're willing to spend that. That's because when you go to the Big Ten, you now have money to spend.
Cliff with the Huskies would be sweet.
Cliff doesn't seem like the cold weather guy.
Pacific Northwest is not cold.
It's just rainy.
Yeah,
it's just. I mean, wet. It will. I mean, there will be some snow.
Not much.
No,
it's generally mild.
Yeah, mostly rain.
I don't know. I'm sure.
Give me Cliff in the purple.
Cliff.
Can we not get Cliff on a fucking sideline?
Like, who's it like Fresno right now?
Yeah.
I only say that because that's where.
Yeah, but it's going to be some guy.
It is.
Some guy we don't really know that well.
Matt, go to the Natty and then it's just over right away.
That's tough. Heisman candidate quarterback gone.
All the wide receivers gone.
Yeah. Three receivers that are dogs gone. Wow.
They'll always be remembered, though, because they went to the final.
They will always be
college football playoff.
They will always be a trivia question.
Yep.
The last Pac-12 champion.
Yeah. Yes.
And the last national championship before 1-12.
Thank you, DeBoer. Good luck, DeBoer.
Good luck, DeBoer. Thank you, DeBoer. I think he's gonna do just fine down there.
Just fine.
Yeah. Big boots to fill.
It's going to be sick. They're going to be like tense handshakes with Lane Kiffin. No love lost between those.
No.
And all of a sudden.
I'm trying to look to see if anybody put out a list of replacements in Washington. There hasn't been one yet. So we will move on. Wild card weekend picks.
Oh, yeah.
Super.
Super wild card weekend. We start in Houston. Browns. At the Texans. I'm going to take the angle of home dog and team that had to play to get in versus a team that sat. I took the Texans +3 earlier in the week. You can get them at 2 now, so I'm not going to say I got them at 3 or whatever. You could buy it up to 3.
But I did.
And I did. give me the Texans in this one.
Yeah, I'll join you. That is the angle. Texans +2.
Yep, I'm there.
Whoa.
I'm there as well.
Oh!
And what I'll add is that the other way to play this, if you didn't want to bet the spread for whatever reason, say you're a little nervous,
like this.
Flacco to throw an interception, yes. CJ to throw an interception, no.
Okay.
Play both sides of that because that should pretty much be the difference.
That is how the cookie has crumbled this year. Joe will give you one. CJ will not normally give you one.
He might. Give, and if he gives you one, he might give you two or three.
Siege?
Yeah.
That has not been his MO this year.
There's that one game.
He did it the one game. He threw three, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
They still won? or they lost on the.
Well, he's got five interceptions on the year. So I'm just saying it's not his.
But he throws three against right. the Bucs?
He threw one against the Saints, one against the Bengals, and three against the Cards.
Oh, yes, that was
Cards. That was the
one. So there was one game.
It was like 10 drills all over the place, also. Wasn't really his fault. I don't know why I'm slandering the guy.
Yeah, you are kind of slandering.
What was that about?
Yeah, I don't know. I'm betting on him.
Brubit.
Well, I've been following Joe Flacco blindly since he got off the couch.
And hey, good. I'm glad we weren't all on the same.
It's kind of worked out for me. This is the one thing that really got me, though. I was in between. I mean, Denzel Ward just put out a fucking sick Instagram post.
So he's playing?
Yeah, he's playing. So I'm taking the Browns.
Okay. Browns were on a bye week, by the way.
They were on a bye week.
Dolphins at the Chiefs. The total is 43.5. The number is 4.5. Record low temperatures. There's going to be some wind in there, too. We know the Dolphins' record in the wind. Or sorry, not the wind. In the temperatures. The low temperatures. It's 0-9 straight up. Jeez. 2-7 ATS. Ooh. Chiefs. This is a team that normally does not lose in the wild card. And by normally, I mean never. Not a thing.
Usually not in it.
Not in. Yeah, normally not in. Normally, like when you like when the Pats were during their run and people at the beginning of the season be like, oh, this Pats team doesn't look the same. They would normally, by the end of the year, look like the Pats again. It's not been the case this year with the Chiefs. Now, could they absolutely come out and make a run and go to the Super Bowl? For sure.
Yeah. Yep. They are.
X Factor's back.
They're less dead feeling, certainly, than the Eagles.
Oh, yeah. Obviously. Yeah. But with all that being said, I'll take the Dolphins plus 4.5.
Yeah, sign me up.
Who's X Factor?
Super fan.
Man.
Wake up.
Oh, you mean like actual X Factor?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, X Factor. Yeah. Maybe the most important player on the Chiefs.
I mean. Yeah, I'm with Tony. I just don't think the Chiefs are, like, I don't think they're going to turn it on this year. Usually the Andy
Reid playoff stuff. Not saying they're going
to
lose.
Just pound. The Finns just have to pound them off.
We're all on the under.
I'm not going to take the
under. Carrying the team.
No.
Team ride.
I'm not going to take the under. No. I'm going to take the
Dolphins. That's too, there's right, too many fine. On that train.
Then I'll take the
okay.
Under. Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, I'll probably take
I'm out on that. Too many people on the train. I'll jump off.
Are you taking your Finns or what?
Yeah, yeah. Okay. My money line, obviously.
Okay.
Yeah.
Dolphins.
Bruce, just the under.
What's that, Matt?
Let's see if this month.
Fins, you're on the fence. We heard you.
I'm not taking the Fins. I'm not taking the Chiefs either. I'm kicking my feet up.
I don't hate it.
I think 4.5 is too many, but I can't get past just the whole Miami in the cold. It just breaks my brain. I can't
get past the injuries.
Yeah, if Jalen Phillips and
Bradley
Chubb are out
I'm
there,
I'm on them, but I can't get.
Yeah, then maybe, but you're right. I almost forgot how.
If they win this game, though, it does.
Oh yeah,
throws all the cold.
But Wilkins and Tyler are still playing, right?
And
in the middle,
fresh Bruce Irving, fresh Justin Houston.
But if you want to go at Mahomes, you normally go at him up the middle.
Yeah. I also think that, and this is kind of a fade of Holland the Chiefs Clint? Receivers,
Hushable.
But Kelsey's
Brandon yards, Jones been very good.
Kelsey's
yards seem a little too low. What 50 plus like? Is minus 185. 60 plus is even. So I'm playing the 60 plus. I'll probably play the 50 and lay the juice there too, because nobody else can really catch.
True.
So what else are they going to
do? Maybe they figured it out. Check. Maybe they figured it out last week.
They'll do some gadget stuff, I imagine.
Steelers are at the Bills. 10 is the number. 35.5 is the total. I don't do this often. Give me the Steelers plus the 10.
Yeah.
Oh. Sign me up.
You never do this.
Yeah. It's cold. It's snowy.
I got a good feeling, and maybe that's bad, but I got a real good feeling.
The Bills have not blown anybody out in a long time.
It's true.
I know they've played very well down the stretch. They beat the Dolphins. They won the AFC East. But every game has been in within a touchdown. Everyone.
Since they killed like the Jets, they haven't blown anybody out.
Legitimately. Like even the Patriots was what? Within six?
Yep.
Yep.
I just think 10, the way the Steelers are playing, the Steelers can pound the rock. The Bills shut down the Dolphins run game in the second half. But in the first half, I believe they had 107 yards. And they didn't really have anybody to go to with Mostert out. I think Warren and Naj combo Steelers can run the ball.
So the Bills beat the Cowboys 31-10. Then 24-22 against the Chargers, 27-21 against the Pats, and 21-14 against
the Cowboys. Cowboys.
Yeah, it was the Cowboys.
They did blow out the Jets. That was a few weeks before that.
Gotcha. Yeah, I'm taking the Steelers too. It is the quintessential math spot. I will take the low total. I think it goes under it.
Me too.
Honestly.
How many passing attempts are you comfortable with here to win this game?
15.
Yeah, I think
if you get Mason 10 to 15, I think
15.
Right? Miss 12, man.
Against the Ravens in that shitstorm downpour, he was 18 to 20.
18 to 20?
Yeah, he was.
Oh, well, there's nothing. You got big hands, right?
The Mace?
The biggest.
The biggest.
If you win this game, Mason Rudolph better be QB1 to start the season.
Yeah. That's your
legitimate.
That's your red-nosed reindeer for the rest of your life.
If you go into Buffalo and win this game, Mason Rudolph has to start week one.
Actually,
the prodigal son
has to.
Well, let's worry about that.
Or draft Penix and have a nice little Mason Rudolph Penix competition.
Penix going to Seattle with Vrabel. I got it marked down. Vrabel already.
Mitter, who are you on for that game?
I'm taking the points. I'm taking the Steelers.
Okay.
Team ride.
Wow, that was the least confident we've ever said that.
There's been a few.
Packers are at the boys. This is my least confident of all my plays. I will keep it going, though, if you've noticed a trend. Give me the Packers plus the 7.
It seems too obvious.
Roof, and roof.
You know what? I'm fucking laying it. Give me the boys. Mm. Yep, I'm doing it. Everything says take the Packers, and I know that it didn't matter during the season, but playoff time, it just feels different. I think the Cowboys are just good at home.
And I don't bet totals, but this one.
What's the total?
50.
Oh, way over.
Yeah, it should fly over. I'm buying it to 6.5. I'm on the Cowboys as well. We talked about it a bit yesterday, but my thinking is they stop the run, they rush the passer. They could blow them the fuck out. Like, this, to me, of all the games, is probably the most blowout
potential. If Aaron Jones gets going, though.
True. No, it could be a shootout going back and forth.
Like this does, this spread reminds me of Seahawks-Cowboys Thursday night. Or was that Monday night?
I can't remember.
Whatever night it was, that was 9.5-point dogs.
Yeah.
Like, this could be that
game. I agree with what Ty said. If this was last year's Cowboys team, I think I'd take the Cowboys because they ran the ball a lot better last year. They're like 21st right now in rushing. And the Packers defense, their weakness has been that mostly. So
yeah. I think with the Jair Alexander just up in the air thing, I think CD is probably going to go off. Cook's really been honestly cooking. And then, I mean, shit, Jalen Tolbert's been fucking actually pretty good, too. So I think Dak's going to cook this game. Let's go. I think the Cowboys are rolling.
Watch out for a Rico Dowdell touchdown.
Oh, it'd be so fucking cool. Best player on the Cowboys.
Rams at the Lions.
Ooh.
3 is your number. 51.5 is your total. Rough. Give me the Rams plus the 3.
Wow. Give me the Lions on the money line.
Yeah, I'm on the Lions on the money line as well. I fear this game. I will not be placing a large unit on it. I'm very nervous about it.
Excited for it.
Obviously, the playoff pedigree goes to Sean McVay and Matthew Stafford. But I'm putting a lot of stock into CJGJ balling at and improving the Lions pass defense. The Rams defense has been the definition of average. The Lions should be scoring on them. I think Laporta, he looked good.
Yeah, I think he's
looked good. He might go. And this should be the biggest home field advantage this weekend.
Yeah.
By far.
We have the, what did Bruce say? What was it?
This should be the biggest home field advantage this
weekend. Why do you say that?
By far. Because they literally have never had a playoff game.
True. They will be loud.
Yeah. Yes.
But I think Jerry World's going to be loud too.
Yeah, but Jerry World is kind of like new Yankee Stadium.
I think Arrowhead's going to be loud.
No, I don't think Arrowhead would be that loud. Yeah. The list.
Buffalo probably.
The Washington list has.
But I understand what you're saying.
Hungry Shocks.
Okay, who do we got?
The Hungry Lions. Yell louder.
Quick list in no order.
Okay.
Lance Leopold.
That's a really good hire.
Jed Fish.
That's Kansas, by the way, for those that don't know. Jed Fish, Arizona.
Matt Campbell, Iowa State.
What are we fucking...
Ryan Grubb.
I don't know who that is.
Barry Odom. Kyle Whittingham's on this list.
Oh, Ryan Grubb was on the team. He is an assistant coach on there.
Kyle Whittingham's on this list. There's no way he...
UNLV's Barry Odom. See, yeah. I like either one of those first two.
I don't think you're getting Leopold from Kansas. Kansas got a boatload of money.
They do.
And they're good.
Yeah,
I think
you go to the Big Ten, you could get a lot more money.
Yeah,
Jed Fish though, also because I think Arizona's got some sanctions coming down. Or no, that wasn't it. Arizona's like $400 million in debt for because
That's probably the one.
Jed Fish could be a great hire there.
There we go, we got the list. Huh? Back to you on the Lions Rams, man.
I should have thought of Arizona and Kansas.
Well, I think that we're not that far off from when we were talking about the Lions being really up there with the 49ers, and I think they're still just that complete of a team. LA has been rolling, yeah, but so have the Lions. They haven't took their foot off the gas, and yeah, it did cost them their number one tight end last week, but I think they just keep it rolling. I think MCDC has the vibes. It's a vibes game.
Yeah.
So we're going with the home team, the Lions, -3.
Okay.
All right.
And then
we'll do Monday.
We'll do Monday.
We'll do Monday.
I'm on the box, +3.
I am also on the dog. I'm on the dog on every game.
I will be on the Eagles money line.
Oh!
I'll take the Bucks money line.
Okay. There we go. There's Monday.
I mean, that's
we'll see you on Tuesday. We're not doing a show.
Yeah,
Monday.
There you go.
Fuck it.
Weekend. NBA games tonight?
Yeah, there are.
Couple? Few?
I just got... I like the Warriors again for some reason. 3.5 of the Bulls. That just feels... I don't think they should be dogs. I like the Jazz money line versus the Raptors. Jazz playing good ball. And then I got the Nuggets and the Clippers in a money line parlay.
Okay. Mitt?
Did I take? Well, I put it in on my app. Yeah, there were.
What happened in New York all around last night, Bruce?
Oh, did the Rangers blow it again?
Oh, like a shit kick.
The Knicks came out playing sloppy defense. They were just a little loosey-goosey. No Luka.
Sloppy defense.
No Luka. We got this. And Kyrie Irving dropped 44. They did almost complete a legendary second half comeback.
Is that their first loss with OG?
That is OG's first loss. He's up to, I believe, +126, +/- as a New York Knick.
Dog.
Mitt, what do you got tonight?
Well, I do love the Indiana Pacers going into Atlanta. They're getting 5.5. That line is because Tyrese Haliburton has been hurt, but they played pretty good without him. So I'm going to take a flyer there. And then I like Miami on the money line. Orlando coming into town. Miami has been just finding a way to win games without their best players. It's been pretty impressive. And then I think Utah on the money line with Toronto coming into town. Utah's been playing really good ball lately, too. So... we'll see.
Okay.
This is the time of the NBA season. I was talking to Gump about this, where you got to just shorten your units down if you're going to be betting a lot because, these games are going fucking everywhere. Like the middle of the year, I just always remember I hit a weird slide and then right around All-Star break, I kind of come back.
Yeah, it does. And then a couple weeks before the end of the season. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly.
All right.
So, what about NHL?
NHL, just the Stars in 60.
Stars in 60?
Yes, yes.
Is that what Nick had too?
I don't know.
He said there was two games and...
yeah, something. Stars in 60, yes.
Footy this weekend?
Suck. Fuck the Rangers.
College basketball?
CBB, you can do that first.
I hate to
do this to you, Tony, but I like Dayton catch 1.5 at Duquesne.
It's a big one.
It is. I don't think Dayton should be getting
it's
points.
It's a sold-out house.
Yeah, it's a loud house. Give me Queens money line versus Stetson.
Okay.
Give me Niagara +2.5 versus Fairfield.
Uh-huh.
Quinnipiac +1.5 at Marist.
Sure.
And I like Youngstown State money line versus Wright State.
Okay.
Yes, sir.
Now the footy.
Saturday, Man City -170 on the money line versus Newcastle.
Okay.
Anytime you get Man City -170 money line or less, it is a must take. Pretty much -200 or less at this point. Oh, fucking Burnley.
They just went up.
Let's go.
1-0. The Burnley boys up the
fucking claret. Fucking Burnley boys.
What minute?
Oh, Claire.
36.
Okay.
Man City, La Liga. I got Villarreal double chance at Las Palmas. Real Betis, moneyline versus Granada. Bundesliga, Freiburg, moneyline versus Union Berlin. Plus money there. Wolfsburg, double chance at Mainz. Ligue 1, Nice, double chance at Rennes.
Okay.
And then Sunday, I got Werder Bremen double chance at Bochum. Lyon draw no bet at Le Havre. Lazio moneyline versus Monza. Bologna draw no bet at Cagliari. Fiorentina moneyline versus Udinese. La Liga, Girona moneyline at Almeria. Valencia draw no bet at Cadiz. And give me the Tottenham Hotspurs. Double chance, minus 140 at Man United. If you're feeling frisky, you get Spurs at a very nice price on the money line. I do think they win this game.
You had me hanging there. I was waiting.
Oh, yeah. It was the last one on. I knew. I kind of roped you in there. I left it. It was the last one
you
on
did.
The list.
You did.
Mitt, you got anything to send us out of here before we go in a super wild card weekend?
Oh, yeah, Tony. I got something for you. So, Tony, and all the listeners, when you're putting together your bets this weekend, you might be thinking like, oh, there's no way that this hits.
I like the
But... what you got to remember, if you don't believe in yourself, why is anyone else going to believe in you?
Holy shit.
Yeah. Bye, line.
Finally understand life.
Bye. Super Bowl champion. I think I'm going to get this one wrong. Six times? Seven times? Seven times Super Bowl champion, Tom Brady.
Yeah.
Yeah. Throw it, Bruce. Thank you.
Good luck.
God bless.
Hammer.
Done.